You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The European Council president says Britain is expected to launch the formal process of leaving the European Union early next year. Donald Tusk made the announcement in Bratislava, Slovakia, where EU leaders discussed the future of their fractious union. His announcement came after separate talks with the British Prime Minister Theresa May. Stefan Boss reports.
European Council President Donald Tusk said in a statement that British Prime Minister Theresa May told him that Britain could be ready to begin talks on leaving the European Union or Brexit by February. It is the clearest indication yet when the two-year withdrawal process is expected to start. Earlier, May's office said that Britain would not begin the talks this year, citing the need for more preparations. Formal negotiations over the withdrawal cannot begin until Britain triggers Article 50 of what is known as the Lisbon Treaty, the formal mechanism for leaving the Union of 28 nations. Britain made the decision following a recent referendum on whether to leave. EU officials have expressed concern that Britain's move could spark calls for similar votes in other EU member states. Additionally, confusion remains over Britain's future relationship with the bloc and whether it intends to remain a member of the single market. The announcement was made in Bratislava, where 27 EU leaders discussed the future of the European Union without Britain's Prime Minister attending the gathering. Tensions over policy among European Union countries have put their bloc under existential threat. Yet European Council President Tusk said national leaders agreed Friday on a six-month timetable to come up with solutions for the multiple crises threatening their union. Tusk said that high on the agenda was migration after some 1.5 million refugees entered Europe last year alone.
Let me mention some of the objectives discussed today. Never to allow for the return of uncontrolled refugee flows of last year and to ensure full control of our external border to get back to Schengen. We are determined to continue our cooperation with Turkey and Western Balkans, but also to establish migration compacts with African countries. To do everything necessary to support member states in ensuring internal security and fighting terrorism.
He added that an agreement was reached to immediately help Bulgaria to protect its border with Turkey. Tusk also said that a common European defense policy, worrying unemployment and related economic troubles were among other key priorities.
Intensification of information exchange among security services of member states is an urgent priority. To strengthen EU cooperation on external security and defense. To create a promising economic future for all by strengthening the single market and increasing investment. And finally, to safeguard our way of life and to provide better opportunities for the young Europeans.
Yet critics noted that few concrete commitments were made on how to bridge the deep differences and how to save what remains of the EU after Britain leaves. But the leaders did agree to have a clear roadmap of the way ahead and some practical results when they meet in late March to mark the 60th anniversary of the EU founding Treaty of Rome in the Italian capital. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.